Good morning. I'm Debbie Holmes on 89.7 NPR News. People who subscribe to the Columbus Dispatch might be having a little sticker shock these days. The paper recently increased subscription rates by nearly a third to about $32 a month. Now new monthly rates are going up to more than $43. Joining me now is the paper's editor, Alan Miller. Thanks for your time.
You bet. Good to be here.
Why is the increase happening?
Well, there are several reasons. We have faced an ongoing financial pressure from changes in the marketplace. This is rooted in the change in habits for shopping. Far more people are shopping online than in retail stores. So retail stores have shifted their advertising. Many still advertise with us, but the number has decreased, and that has affected advertising revenue for the newspaper.
Can you tell us by how much at all?
I don't know the numbers, but it's substantial in terms of the dollars. And for decades, advertising subsidized the cost of printing and delivering the paper. The actual price that someone pays at the newsstand or in their subscription is but a fraction of what it costs to produce the paper. And so now that the subsidy, if you will, has declined, that is one factor involved in asking those who really enjoy what we do, keeping them informed about what's going on in their community, to pay a little more for it and hopefully make up some of the losses. Now, another newer factor that has hit us very hard, not just the Dispatch, but across the newspaper industry in the United States, is a tariff that has been applied to newsprint, the blank paper that we get in by the ton from Canada. This was not initiated by the Trump administration. It was initiated by a complaint from one paper manufacturer in Washington State about what they called paper dumping or price dumping, and it is alone in this complaint.
How much do the tariffs then cost the Dispatch?
That was more than a 20% increase on our cost. And we buy newsprint by the rail car load, and so this is something that has added millions to the cost of producing the newspaper in a year. It's substantial.
Have you heard complaints from customers?
Some. I explained in my June 17th column. I write a column every week. I explained the reason for the increase at the newsstand, which those who buy a copy of the paper from the newsstand hadn't seen an increase in years, as I said earlier. And a number of people who saw that appreciated the explanation. Who likes an increase in price? Nobody. In anything that we consume.
How much of an increase was it then at the newsstand?
It doubled.
Can you tell me from what to what?
The newsstand price is now $3 daily. It's $5 on Sunday.
How do you take that online traffic, which is where it seems like everything is going, and make it successful for you as a newspaper?
We're selling subscriptions. There's a paywall on our website, as there are on most news sites. So it's, as I just mentioned, it's pretty expensive to gather the news, paying a staff, printing the paper, posting it online. All this is expensive.
A few years ago, the Wolf family sold the newspaper to a conglomerate, Gatehouse Media. Has that sale helped or hurt the paper's finances?
That's a tough question. Anybody in this business would be facing the same financial pressures that we're facing right now. We have, I think, greatly benefited from the ability of a large company to leverage its assets and support a paper such as the Columbus Dispatch.
I've been talking with Columbus Dispatch editor Alan Miller about subscription rates and the price of a newspaper and how it's gone up in recent years. Thank you for your time.
You bet. Thank you.